had that feeling, but then I get that every week. Am I on? Yes? Okay. I was just thinking when we're singing that chorus that often when I'm having prayer, I think of Jesus as being the rock in my life and just how he is that foundation and that security. But there was a time when I didn't know him. I think, you know, as long as I can remember, I've always believed that there was a God, and I can thank my mother for that. She had a belief in God and still does, still alive. And I guess, you know, that carries on. Although the belief that she had was lacked for me, I guess, the evidence that I was seeking, that there was something more than going to church on a Sunday and then going off and doing whatever. It just wasn't a personal experience, I guess. That's what I was seeking. And so there came a time when I, probably in my early teens, when I remember saying to my mum, I don't want to go anymore. And even though that had happened, I never stopped believing that there was a God. And I guess all my life I was seeking that confirmation. And I used to listen to people who came to my door as I got older. If, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door or the Mormons came to my door. I was always seeking that confirmation that there was a God and, you know, that evidence. And I don't know how I got all through those years and having never heard of speaking in tongues, but I did. And I remember, you know, the testimony of the church went before my experience, because I remember a friend of mine coming back from a Canberra Day procession, and the Revival Fellowship had a float in that about the end times, and Canberra depicted as being after a nuclear holocaust. And I remember her saying, oh, it was really freaky. And, you know, so the testimony of the church does go out through things like that. And it got me thinking. And so it was many years later that my friend Shelley came along, and I guess it was that sort of thing was still in my mind, because I remember dropping her off one day and saying, you know, that I was worried about nuclear war and that type of thing. And she said, oh, yeah, that's nothing to worry about. You know, why would you worry about that? And I was like, what? How can you say that? And anyhow, it got to me, and I rang her, and she witnessed to me and told me all about having a personal experience. And I was sure that I was, you know, on the right track. I'd been christened as a baby. And she was very blunt. She said, no, that's not what you should be doing. You need to be baptised by full immersion. And even though, you know, at the time it can be offensive to have that happen, but it cuts through to where it needs to cut through, I think, and it made me really think about, you know, what I needed to do. And so I ended up ringing her back. We spoke for a long time, and she told me all about her experience. And I went to a meeting with her and Greg that Sunday and just wanted to hear speaking in tongues. I was really curious. And I had a young child. Jeremy was only little at that age, and I was in the crying room, and they just sort of opened the windows for me to hear the speaking in tongues. And I was just blown away by that. And I just thought, oh, well, actually, I had no intention of getting baptised, but Shelley said, come up the back and have a look at somebody's getting baptised, come and have a look, Shelley. And I saw somebody come up out of the water speaking in tongues, and having been speaking to his wife about how she'd been coming along for years, and all of a sudden there was this evidence in front of me of somebody having that experience. And so I said, okay, I'll do it, without any really prior knowledge of what I was getting myself into. But it was an interesting experience, because I felt like I was doing the right thing, but I didn't really know anything about it. Anyhow, I was at home the next day praying, and just I had to get over the worry about my family and how they'd react. And it was shortly after I'd prayed that that wouldn't stand between me and the Lord and what he wanted, that I was just got over saying hallelujah and just was crying out to the Lord to come into my life And then I just knew that it was there, and I just started praying in tongues. And it was really freaky for me because I didn't really know any background. I think, you know, for people brought up in the Lord, they know that it's something to expect. And I don't know, maybe people look into things a bit more than I was, a bit of a jump in, you know, type of person. And so I was a little bit freaked out by it. But I rang Shelley and told her what had happened, and she was really excited. And yeah, the Lord had given me a scripture. And I think, you know, little things like that can really hold you. And it was Matthew, it's either 8:13 or 13:8, I can't remember which one. The seed fell in good soil and brought forth a hundredfold, that scripture. And I hadn't read it in the Bible. I said to Shelley, this is scriptures in my head, what is it? And she went and looked it up and said, whoa. And it was just, you know, little things like that. They're just little miracles, I think, that the Lord puts. That begins to be your foundation. You know that something's happening. There's something there. You know, that's something that is all-powerful. The creator of the universe is moving in your life, and it's just such an amazing thing. And I can remember that feeling after I'd received the Holy Spirit, even though I was a little bit scared. I remember walking outside and thinking, wow, you know, it's just, everything was in colour all of a sudden. It was like all my life had been black and white. And, you know, that experience, which was so different, and I thought, oh, you know, life is never, ever going to be the same, and what have I done? But after a time, that becomes your normal, and which is kind of weird. I guess you always want it to be amazing, and it is, but the amazing becomes our normal, which is a bit strange. But the Lord is always there. You know, sometimes we get distracted, but He doesn't get distracted. He's never distracted with us. He's always there, just waiting as a patient father, you know, just waiting for the child to come back and say, hey, Dad, I've been off wandering. But, you know, He knows our mind, and He knows that we battle with the flesh, and He's constant. He's always there. He's always there to answer us and, you know, to get on our knees and to know that He's our foundation. I wouldn't have my life founded on anything else. And I know that all the things that I looked into were all leading me to that point where I got to know Him. And, you know, my desire is just to keep strong walking with Him and to not be distracted by the world around us, and just to every day put Him first and just pray that He leads me to be that mouthpiece that He needs me to be. And I know that I don't have to worry about what to say, because I know that He gives me the words. Amen.